We spoke last week about the mitzvah of mezuzah, and we spoke last week about the purpose of that mitzvah according to the Rambam and the Ramban. We spoke about how, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, part of the goal of the mitzvah of mezuzah is it serves as like an intellectual reminder to something. It serves as a way of reminding you. It serves as a way of reminding you what exactly you're supposed to be thinking about. Yichud Hashem, the oneness of God. Rambam emphasizes that. The Ramban emphasizes the idea that Hashem Baruch Hu didn't just create the world, but is actively involved in the. It knows what's going on and can actively be involved in what is taking place in this world. We spoke about the Rambam that yidia triggers a certain kind of both emotional reaction, but also that there are things that we do as a result. What I wanted today is to highlight what I would call the other camp of Rishonim and Achronim and Bali Machshava and Poskim about the role of mezuzah, the role of mezuzah. I want to try to develop the general mahalach, and then we'll speak about three different mahalachim within it in terms of Rashi, the Gra, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in terms of how exactly things fall out. Let's try to do a nice job with it. There is a Rashi in Maseches Pesachim that many of us are familiar with from last year. The Gemara tells the Maseches Pesachim that the person who is obligated in mezuzah, this is a chovas hadar. What that means is that mezuzah, the one who's obligated, will not necessarily be the owner of the home, but the person who lives there is the one that's obligated in mezuzah. Why is that so? So Rashi comments, lefi shehi mashmiraso, because he is the person, the mezuzah is there to serve as a means of protection, and therefore the one who lives there needs that form of protection. Mezuzah as something which is protective. The idea that mezuzah can protect us is lichora, an explicit gemara in Meseches Menachos. The gemara says in Menachos in Daf Lama Gimel, that's where a lot of the mezuzah sugyas are, Amar Rava mitzvah lahanicha betefach hasamach l'rishus harabim. The mitzvah is to put a mezuzah on the tefach, on that part of the wall which is right next to rishus harabim. My taima, why is that so? So Rabbanan Amri k'deisha yifka b'mezuzah miyad. So as soon as you enter your home, you interact with the mezuzah. That makes a lot of sense for the Rambam, who every time you walk through, you're entering and tapping into this world of Yichud Hashem. Bar b'chanina misura amar kihechi detintere. So the mezuzah can be there to protect you. So you want to have it right by the Rishus HaRabim, so the mitzvah of mezuzah can be there to protect you. In fact, Tosfos even writes in Meseches Menachos on Daf Mem Dalet that the purpose of mezuzah, de l'shmira of it, that the purpose of mezuzah is to provide for you a form of protection. Now this is part of what it does. The Poskim even quote this, and that's what's interesting about this discussion a little bit. The Torah writes in Yeridaya in Siman Reish Pei Hei that Gedolim Yizu, he's talking about different functions of the mitzvah mezuzah. He says, you know what the greatest thing is? Shahabai is nishmar al yada. That the home is protected as a result of mezuzah. In fact, the Ramah in Darchei Moshe, these are all Sfarim that we are, you know, connected with. The Ramah in Darchei Moshe quotes the Maharil, because the Ramah in Darchei Moshe is likely to quote the Maharil, because he wasn't quoting the Beis Yosef, the Maharil, a little bit later, Ashkenaz Rishon. Kasav Maharil, Harotze Leilech Lederech Chutz La'ir, if you want to go out from the city, Kishe Yotze, when you leave your home, Yaniach Yado Al HaMezuzah, you should put your hand on the mezuzah. It has that kind of a protective element. Uvechol Eish Sheyotze Min HaPesach Yaniach Yado Al Mezuzah V'yomer Hashem Shomri Hashem Tzili Al Yad Yemini, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect me in this kind of a way. Okay, that's what seems to be there. What exactly? I guess I would even say more than that. The Beis Yosef has a fascinating line, where the Beis Yosef even says this element of shmira that a mezuzah provides is not even begeder a nes nister; it's begeder a nes nigla. Says the arichas yamim hu nes nister. The fact that you're mekaynet the mezuzah l'man yirbu yumeichem ve'evenechem. The psukim in Kriyat Shema and Parashat Ekev there to talk about mezuzah giving you long life, that's a nes nistar. But when it comes to shmiras habayis hu nes nigla, the fact that in a see, you had doubts, but I was confident that when you that the fact that mezuzah protects you from other kinds of people, that's a nes nigla. Shehadarim bishar batim she'ein bahem mezuzah nizokin. There's a certain element of protection. It's a revealed miracle. People know this. homes with mezuzahs comes with increased protection. So mezuzah seems to have this element of shmirah. Let's just dig half a step more. What's interesting about a lot of these mar mekomos is that these are mekoros that are quoted in the context of halachic discussions. The Gemara in Pesachim and Dav Dalet establishing mezuzah to Chobas Hadar is part of the sugya there of maskir, soker, and hilkos mezuzah. And there Rashi brings in the idea of shmirah as part of like the etzem hagdara of the mitzvah. Like, therefore, there's a halacha, it's a Chobas Hadar, it's incumbent upon the one who's living there. Or the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Lamed Gimel, the idea it's protective is part of the reason why we put the mezuzah on the tefach hasamuch lirishus harab, and why it's by the home. Meaning, it seems like this is not just something which is stam tameh hamitzvos. It seems like this is something which is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. In that sense, even the fact that the Torah and the Beis Yosef and the Darchei Moshe has given us a minhag as a result. Like, before you go away, you put your hand on the mezuzah, it has that kind of a shmirah. And the fact that the poskim are talking about it may also point to the fact, they don't speak about every one of the tameh hamitzvos. It's not like every time you go through a Torah, he's systematically giving you the reasoning behind all the mitzvos. He's bringing it here because it sounds like this is like part of the gedder of the mitzvah of mezuzah itself. It protects you. Mezuzah is something which comes along and it serves as a means of protection. Okay? We want to figure out, I guess, one main thing, which is, what is it protecting you from? Okay, it's protective. I'm all into protection. I want to know what I'm being protected from. What exactly is it here that if I have a mezuzah, this is going to be able to protect me in that way? What exactly is it really doing? And I would say the second question, the nature of that precise protection and the significance of it. So let's unpackage a little bit. Okay. The Taz points out what's interesting. And this is going to be a bit of a hakdama, part of the key to this protection. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota that mitzvos protect you at the time that you fulfill the mitzvah, but mitzvos don't provide protection at the time that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. The Taz understands that mitzvah is mezuzah shiny. The mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah which you're constantly, constantly fulfilling, and therefore it isn't limited to a particular time. It is tamid magina al habayis, b'li poel ha'adam. Ella, even if you're sleeping, a person's able to get this degree of protection. So this isn't just that it protects, but it protects in a really good way. It protects in a very powerful way. It protects in a way which is constantly providing that element of protection. Okay. So the first mahalach in terms of what it protects is the mahalach of Rashi and Maseches Menachos. This is found by a lot of the postgame. What's interesting, Rashi writes here, what is it protecting you from? L'chol habayis minha mazikin. It protects you from the mazikin. What are the mazikin? Seems to be these like spiritual negative forces that would be out there in the world. And you would be able to be protected from these spiritual negative forces by way of a mezuzah. That actually makes a good deal of sense. You are fighting negative spirituality by providing something with positive ruchnias, and your Pesach Peso, it's able to respond to the mazik in that kind of a way. The Darchei Moshe, the Rama in Siman Kuf Pei Vav in Yoredeya, quotes a Mordechai, quoting the Maharam, Muftach ani shekol bayis shemesukan b'mezuzah kehilchasa, any bayis that has the mezuzah put up kehilchasa, if it's done halachically in the proper way, ein shum mazik yachol lishlot bo. No mazik could impact that home. Uvebayis shalanu yesh bo karov le'eshim v'arba mezuzos le'beis hamedrash le'beis hachorov v'tzach habayis v'chol ha'psachim. And we have lots of mezuzos up, and they help ensure that a person is able to get an element of protection from the mazikin, whatever is going to be there, which would cause a degree of, which would cause something negative, at least in that sense. Derech Agav, there are a lot of halachas that may come from this idea of protecting you from mazikin. One is an example from the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. Somebody told us last year, Gemara is Maseches Chulin as well, which is Al Yetze Yechidi Balayla. The Gemara tells us not to go alone when you are there at night. For a group of Rishonim, discussions in Rashi and Tosfos, one exactly this, one exactly that, But for a group of Rishonim, one of the reasons why we're nervous, people walking alone at night outside, is because of this fear of mazika. Whether that's sort of true nowadays, you can walk back to the dorms late at night. Not a discussion for right now, although I think you can comfortably do so. But in general, part of this discussion, there is this fear of like mipnei hamazikin, and we actually do a variety of halachas to protect us from the mazikin. We actually do a variety of things to protect us from that. That is one mahalach that is out there. It's that form of protection. The second mahalach we saw a couple weeks ago is a comment of the Gra in Meseches Mishlei. The Gra in Mishlei is Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. This is where we were speaking about the two different kinds of Yetzer Hara. If you remember, the Gra pointed out that there are two kinds of Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara Mibifnim and the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. Yetzer Hara Mibifnim is the internal drive to violate certain Averas. I have Taivas, that may be a Yetzer Hara Mibifnim. There's also something called the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. There's a bit of a machlokas amongst Bali Machshava. If there is a Yetzer Hara Mibachutz, what is the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz? Some understand it's this like negative spiritual force which is out there, comparing it in the Chet of Adam HaRishon to the Nachash. There's this like negative spiritual force that's like out there trying to convince you to sin. That's like one model of Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. But that's not what the Gra writes in Mishlei. The Gra writes in Mishlei that the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz hu ha'olam. It's the world of outside. It's the world of outside that presents challenges for Ruchnius. Not those things that go on outside our homes that are positive, the messages that go on outside that are very, very problematic. Hu Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. Says the Gra here in Mishlei, the goal of the mitzvah of mezuzah is that mezuzah helps protect you from the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. It protects you from the Yetzer Hara, from the outside world. Now, I would have thought, if you would have asked me, that the way it does that is by sort of like creating this like force field around the home. Like it makes the home stronger. There's whatever goes on outside, and then there's whatever goes on inside in my home. In that sense, you have that kind of a mahalach sometimes. Whatever goes on in the world does not have to be koveya, what takes place in the context of Dal Amos, of our home. That part of the ability of building a home is that you can build your world. Your world may be impacted by what goes on outside, but it need not be that much controlled by that which takes place outside. But here we find something intriguing, which relates to what the Darkei Moshe quoted earlier, which is as follows. The Yitami Bachutz, Hu ha'olam, be'eis sheyasim magmas nafshol avos ha'mizbarach, yil'agu Allah u'v'fiyim yitaberu lama l'chazah. It's Tarmi Bachutz, the people that are going to tell you, like, what are you doing? Why are you spending your time reading ancient Talmudic texts? What are you doing all day with this? Like, what are you doing? I remember once after my Shana Aleph, I think I first got glasses at the end of high school, but I didn't really need them that much. So I went at the end of Shana Aleph to the eye doctor. So the eye doctor said to me, I got checked, whatever it was. I'm like, I have my eyes. He's like, it's not doing so great. And then the doctor said to me, he's like, listen, your eyes are going to be fine unless you're telling me you're reading like, you know, small text 10 hours a day. So I was like, I have bad news for you. I'm like, how's 12? You know, I'm like, what if it's in, messing around. I'm like, what if it's like really small text in ancient, you know, it's like, what are you reading 10 hours? I'm like, ancient Talmudic text written in Aramaic. You know, I wouldn't say the doctor was making fun of me. It was more like, what's wrong with you? Like, what are you doing? So he's probably like, why don't you learn from the Ozva Hadar? It's clear font. It's a little bit larger. So I was like, no, that's not what I do. It's Tzur Sadaf. You know, I can't sacrifice, you know, in that sense. But there's, like, that's not making fun. But sometimes it's like, what do you do? You know, like, imagine explaining to someone, like, no, but before I spend that time, I put boxes on my arms and head every morning with a prayer shawl sometimes. You know, like, then I spend time praying. It's like, how long? And it's like, on a Friday, 52 minutes, you know, or whatever it is. And it's like, then you're like, what about the other doctor? You're like, on a given Friday, morning and night, I don't know, probably 3+ hours, you know, in prayer. And it's like, and you have that time. It's like, whoa, this is, so there's a little bit of that. So what's the protective element of that? What's a protective element? That happens to be, get some chizuk from that. It's unbelievable stuff. Imagine, there's nothing as good as that stuff. So it says, what's the element? So he says, Lachin nikva mezuzah al pesach beso. Mezuzah serves the protection from those elements of outside that present you with a challenge. Those elements of outside that present you with a challenge. And here I think is a fascinating thing. Lahagin alav kishayetze. Mezuzah's shmira can go in one of two directions. Mezuzah's shmira can protect my home. That's the simple pshat of like the chovas hadar. It protects your home so the one living there is obligated to mezuzah. But the gra is saying something a little bit different, which is what you find in that ramah. Mezuzah protects you not only in your home, but it's like the protection of your home when you remember mezuzah when you leave. It gives you that extra koach to survive when you are outside. It's the chizuk, not to protect you in the home, mitzahara mibachutz, but to protect you mibachutz from mitzahara mibachutz. To protect you when you're outside in those certain situations, mezuzah somehow protects you. There's probably two ways to say that. There is the mystical element of mezuzah's protection. That's one part of it. That's likely true, that there's this mystical, you know, mazikin kind of an idea. It may also be somewhat more rational. The kind of person that appreciates the message of mezuzah is the kind of person who's more impervious to outside influences. The kind of person that can't negatively be impacted the same way. They understand the message of mezuzah, so then they're going to be able to be protected in that sense. You know, one way of saying it, if you wanted to merge mehalchim, if you understand mezuzah like the Rambam and the Ramban, it does have a protective element from Yitzhara Mibachutz. If you're a person fully cognizant of Yichud Hashem, of God's oneness, of God's involvement in this world, so when I go outside, the Yitzhara Mibachutz doesn't matter as much. One way of saying it, Ratorsky, when he was maspid, his brother, Moshe Tversky, after he was killed in terrorist attacks, at the end of the Shiva, I think he was maspid in Tomos. One of the things that Tversky said about his brother, which I think about a lot, because it's an amazing comment, is that the only audience that my brother cared about was the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like, there are people that care about how people perceive them, people that care about what are people thinking about me, people that are machshiv kavod in a certain sense. Like, oh, he's machshiv. So he was only goreis the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you're only goreis the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the only audience member, kivyachol, that matters. So your life is a very, very different life. So one of the ways, I think, that the Yitzhara Mibachutz doesn't impact you is if every time that you walk out of your house, you look at the mezuzah, remember Yichud Hashem, and you remember for the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just he created the world, not just he knows what's going on, but his continued involvement in this world and the implications of his Chavra Onesh and how everything in this world, Nisim HaGluyim, impact Nisim Nistarim, all of those things, it's a different world if I'm really God-conscious enough. Oh, that guy's making fun of me. What is that? Like, it doesn't mess with me the same way. If I'm at home and my 3-year-old daughter is making fun of me that I'm doing something, so, okay, I'll joke around about it with her or whatever, but it's not going to actually impact my value system because she's not a member of the audience whose opinion is so important as far as does it make sense that I'm doing X right now or not. You know, I'm like, no, I'm this is really important right now. It's like, I don't get why it's important. It's like, I know you don't get why it's important, but that's not, can't really appreciate that the same way. So if the more that the Ribbono Shel Olam is that audience, the more there's an element of protection that comes from the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz in a way which is very, very important. Okay. Rashi from the Mazikin, the Graf Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. The Babach Rebbe in Likutei Sichos in volume Yutes has a Torah about this, mezuzah. It's an important Torah because of the following reason. The Babach Rebbe, many of us know that Chabad was very particular, and there's a lot of fascinating Torah about this in both Lumdus and Machshava and a lot of things. That when the Babach Rebbe, part of his Mahalach and Kiruv, different Mahalach and Kiruv, let's say Eish HaTorah's Mahalach, I think, I can't speak like really about this, part of Eish HaTorah's Mahalach is like discovery seminar stuff. You know, we'll prove to you that God exists, you know, in a short amount of time, and then we'll buy you. We'll get you in. That is one of the ways that they sort of attack things. At least one of their mahalchim is through things like that. Chabad doesn't start with that at all. One of the things that Chabad does, and this is, I think, more well known, they've identified particular mitzvahs that they want people to fulfill. And the assumption being that those particular mitzvahs are going to have certain kinds of implications. So let's say there's mitzvah tefillin. They want to put tefillin on people. That's why Chabadnikim, it's not stam. The Rebbe chose intentionally the mitzvah of tefillin as a mitzvah that people should do. One of the reasons why is because the mitzvah of tefillin you fulfill on your left hand, and has there are a lot of rayas to this idea that it's mechazik the weaker part. It's mechazik the weaker part, part of the idea of tefillin, and therefore Jews that are more distant and whatever. So it's mechazik the world of left. That's part of the reason why Neiros Chanukah also they do. It's on the other side. It's on the left side of the home. That was part of the Rebbe's Torah. Part of it related to also, many of us know, the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos. Neiros Shabbos was perceived to be a particular mitzvah with extra koach. The Lubavitch Rebbe, in ways that the halachists were very intrigued by, was very encouraging of single girls also to put on, to light hadlakas Neiros. Big discussions in poskim, you know, surrounding that. That's a big discussion as far as hadlakas Neiros, but really even like the rationale behind it. Really fascinating Torah. One of the things that the Rebbe encouraged was the mitzvah of mezuzah. The mitzvah of mezuzah was a mitzvah that he thought we dafka should do. And part of the question is, again, in mitzvah mezuzah, why is that so, and why is that so dafka now? Why the mitzvah of mezuzah? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe connected that to the world of mezuzah, and mezuzah's role as shmira. Mezuzah's role as shmira. Let's unpackage it a little bit. Couple things he points out. Number one, this is like it's a lot of interesting Torah here. Some of it really like, he was a fascinating Lamdan. You see a little bit less of that right now, but it was really, it's fascinating stuff. Number one, he quotes a comment of the Bach. The Bach points out, and this is as a diuk in the Torah, that there's something called schar ve'onesh on mitzvos. There's something called schar ve'onesh. Schar is, again, it's part of a machlokas harishonim, external to the real ma'aseh mitzvah itself. You do the ma'aseh mitzvah, the schar you get is like a secondary reward that you happen to get afterwards, but it's not like, it's not the primary goal of the mitzvah is to get schar. Primary goal of the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is, and secondarily, a person happens to get schar. Shmira in the mitzvah of mezuzah appears to be, points at the Bach, not just schar you get for doing it, seems to be really part of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Like, mezuzah's role is to provide shmira. Kibud av ha'eim, the purpose of kibud av ha'eim is not to give you arichas yamin. Purpose of kibud av ha'eim, maybe even say rachinach, like hakaras hatov. If you do it, you'll then get the schar. But it seems like in mezuzah, like you pointed out earlier, it's more integrated to the mitzvah. It has certain halachic implications. There are things that we do and things we structure as a result of it. There's something really important. Something really important about it. In that sense, he points out that whereas in general thinking about the schar of mitzvos, when you're fulfilling it, takes away from the purity of an elevated lishma, Again, he talks about how this fits with a Torah. But when it comes to mezuzah, thinking about mezuzah as having shmira wouldn't have the same negative impact on the lishma. Because you don't want to think about the external reward, but if part of the goal of the mitzvah mezuzah is providing shmira, so being conscious of that and thinking about that, it doesn't change or ruin a real fulfillment. Shmira is not a schar, it is totza'asa v'chelek mimena atzma. It is part of the mitzvah itself. Again, the halachic nafkaminas, the kavana, which is there, he says, haraya, that Gemara Menachos that we quoted. You put it on Pesach Beso for that reason. Has real direct halachic impact in the Maisa Befoal, in the way that you do it. He says as follows. It's true, he says, that you would do the mitzvah of mezuzah the same way even if it wasn't for Shmira. But you could certainly be conscious of it when you fulfill the mitzvah. He notes that the Rambam. Okay. So, Baba Trebi goes one step further. He wonders the following question. What generates the shmira of the mitzvah of mezuzah? What generates the shmira? I'll give you like a similar kind of a chakira. A parsa shmini, shaila. Ma'achalas asuros have negative impacts. The Gemara in Yuma seems to say they generate a form of timtum hanefesh. What generates the negative spiritual impact of eating machal sasuros? Is it, machalga seems to be between the Ramban and the Maharal, is it there's something in the food that causes negative timtum hanefesh, and that's why the Rabbono Shalom asered it? Or the iser is what creates the problem, and the fact that the Torah says it's aser, and then you do it, that creates the negative. Is it a function of the iser, or is it that it's on its own, And that's why it's Aser. That's the machlokes seems to be between the Maharal and the Ramban. Now, nafgaminas l'inyan, is there any inyan to be machmir when it comes to bittel? If there's bittel and the food suddenly is now kosher, three pieces of meat, one treif, two kosher, is there any inyan to be machmir? If you understand there's something inherently in it that causes spiritual pigam, so then you could, it's not true, l'asav emaisa, but you could hear it tzad to be machmir when it comes to bittel, because the maisa, the food, still has something spiritually contaminating in it. If you hold it to that, the iser generates a timtum, so once there's no iser, because of bittel, memela, there's no timtum hanefesh that would be there at all. That's at least one way of saying it out. What about when it comes to mezuzah? When it comes to mezuzah, is it just the etzem, the mezuzah, give something? Or is it the fact that you're mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah? The mitzvah provides that element of shmirah. The nafgamina would be, is there any protective element of mezuzah if there's no chiyuv bichlal to put a mezuzah up in that particular case? Is there any chiyuv at all? So the Babbage Rebbe tries to argue, this discussion in Achronim, the Babbage Rebbe tries to make the argument, or wants to make the argument, that mezuzah provides shmirah because it is a mitzvah. Because it is a mitzvah. If you look in your medayik and some of the poskim that we quoted earlier, even when they have the line of mezuzah being a shmirah, so they write the Darkei Moshe, quotes in the Mordechai, muftach ani shekol bayish mesukim b'mezuzah kihilchasa. Like it has to be a function of the mitzvah. Only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah does it give that shmirah. Babbage Rebbe does point out that it does sound in the Talmud Yerushalmi that there were Tanayim who sent the mezuzah even to a non-Jew, who v'pashas and chayv mezuzah. It could be that there's some lower level of protection by mezuzah itself. But he thinks the pashtus is, ki ha-mezuzah mehava shmirah rak ibnei ha-yosa mitzvah. And he therefore thinks that when the Rambam critiqued those who would like add the names of angels into their mezuzahs to make it protective, the Rambam says, that's foolish. What's foolish wasn't that it's protective, was that they thought that what provides the protection isn't the mitzvah. What provides the protection was like, it's like an amulet that you have on your door, and therefore like, add the names of holy things and that'll protect you. It says that was tifshus, the Rambam said. That's pure stupidity, because it's the mitzvah that protects, not like all of this like stam other things that happen to be there. He then says the following. It's an amazing marmukam, he asked. There are people that were so into mezuzah being protective that the Mishnah in Kalim, when the Mishnah in Kalim is describing a kli, to be a kli typically requires a base kibble, requires something that could hold something else. A kli, I can put something inside a kli. So the Mishnah there lists as one of the kalim, a makal sheyespo base kibble mezuzah. A certain kli that had a base kibble to put a mezuzah in. Says Tovas Yontif there in Kalim, the Rebbe points this out. The Esher, why would there be a kli with a base kibble for mezuzah? Says it sounds like Shayu Anashim Bizman HaMishnah, Tovas Yontif, Nosin Mezuzah Imam, they would walk around holding a mezuzah, V'chasvu Zela Mitzvah Ulishmira Lahem. They thought it had this like protective element, this protective kind of an element. He says, it sounds like maybe there were people that thought that it like always has this kind of protective element, but he thinks it's clear in Rambam and some others that certainly the real ikar shmirah of a mezuzah is only when you're actually fulfilling the mezuzah, the mitzvah itself. That's only when you get the real full thing. So now he says follows. Why am I into the mitzvah of mezuzah? Why do I think that if you want to be makariv people, help non-religious Jews, mezuzah is the way to go? What's the rationale behind this? He says, Mikol Zos HaMenes HaZchus HaGadola Shebishtalos V'mitzvah Mezuzah. If you would have asked me from last week's shiur, I would have said, because mezuzah is an awesome reminder of something. It's a reminder of God's involvement in this world. That's what the Ramban would have said. It's an amazing reminder. The Rebbe says, he's working the Shmirah Mahalach, of Rashi, of Tosfos, of the simple pshat in the Gemara, Masechet Menachos. It's protective. He says, why? The Rebbe's speaking post-Holocaust. The Rebbe's speaking in a very challenging time for Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael b'kipsa achas bein shivas bein shivim ze'even. Am Yisrael is like an animal that's surrounded by 70 wolves that needs a shepherd to protect it. He says once we have seen that homes, he thinks in particular, working off of that Beis Yosef, homes where there isn't enough of a spiritual connection, those homes can be damaged, those homes, bad things can happen, there isn't a protective element from the outside world, but here he's talking about the other nations and their influence, we need to have a mezuzah. A mezuzah, the minhag is, we put Hashem's name of Shin Dalet Yud, Rosh Yitiv was for Shomer Odal Tos Yisrael, protecting the doors of Klal Yisrael.
so writes in some of the Svarim. So he says as follows. It should be halachically done properly to give a shmira to the Jews who need a shmira when they're surrounded by the nations. All Jews need this particular shmira. He says that's true for men and true for women. Some of the mitzvos, Neir Shabbos, is for women. Tefillin is for men. This is something which is for everyone together, because men and women are both chayev in it. And women in particular, because they're the Akaris Abayas, he writes, becomes all the more important. Aydekach chala hashmira al habayas. You'll protect homes this way. It's protecting Jews. Yeser al kain hashmira he can move up a zohar, but ofen shel, habi yishmor tzeisecha tzeischo bo'echa me'ata ve'ora. He points out, as we noted from the Gra, the Rabbi Chaya points out from the Zohar, it sounds like mezuzah protects you when you're in the home and when you leave the home. It provides a constant form of protection, or like we would say from the Taz, even when you're sleeping, not aware of it, mezuzah provides a constant protection. And now he goes one step further, which I think is an amazing thing. V'kevin shekol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. Since the Gemara tells us in Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, there's a din of arvas, that we're all connected one to the other. V'kulam koma achas, and we're all considered to be integrated, like the Ran and the Ritva, right? Even Rabbi Kalish quoted it. So it's cool that all of mitzvos, my chiyuvim and your chiyuvim, I haven't really fulfilled my obligation. As long as you haven't fulfilled your obligation, there's an element of protection. So Rabbi Tzurebi points out the inverse also. The same way that as long as there are Jews, it's an implicit ha'ara, and it's fascinating. All of Am Yisrael is like guf echad, the Rishonim point out. So as long as you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah, I haven't really fulfilled my mitzvah fully. Are you ready for the inverse? Even if you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah, you still have a shaychus to the mitzvah since I did it. If the sod is that we're all integrated, so maybe that my chiyuv is not fulfilled fully if you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, your chiyuv is not neglected fully as long as I have fulfilled it. That's part of the integrated piece. It's an amazingly sharp and, I think, simple point. Hare muvan sheshipur b'mitzvot mezuzah shel kol cheder yachid, every even individual who puts up a mezuzah, Hachayiv mezuzah, Mosif b'shmiras hakoma kula shall call Yisrael. I'm now giving every single Jew a shaychus to the mitzvah of mezuzah. There's more mezuzah in the world, which means even the Jew who's bichlal not connected, I'm helping provide a shmira through my mitzvah of mezuzah. For all of Klal Yisrael, kol Yehudi anash b'shmetaf b'chol makam shehu, koshna kasev, Hashem yismor tzeischa uvo'echa me'atavi ad olam. That the Zohar identified with the mitzvah of mezuzah, that we're going to be protected, seischa, uvo echa, wherever we are, as a result. In that sense, part of the mitzvah of mezuzah for the Baba Rebbe was that the people who keep the mitzvah of mezuzah, we are providing a degree of protection to Klal Yisrael at a time in which they very much need protection, at a time in which they very much need to be taken care of. We're providing an element of protection to the Jewish people in ways that are significant and ways that are important. And every Jew that's behind the mitzvah of mezuzah is mosif shmir, not just for them, but for the entirety of Klal Yisrael, who were in need of that kind of shmirah, in need of that kind of protection. In that sense, mitzvah's mezuzah gives an element of shmirah, That element of shmirah, we'll chazer and just add in the kuda, which I think is important. That element of shmirah is something which is protective for Rashi from the Mazikin, for the graf make the harami bachutz, both when I'm in the home, but also when I leave the home. Again, that Ramban Darchei Moshe. And for the Baba Rebbe, it isn't just a protection which you provide for yourself. It's a protection which is there for all of Klal Yisrael, and it's part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, of the Iker Hagdara. But says Baba Rebbe, the only way he provides that protection, maybe it's a small protection, if like Tobas Yantif's case in Kalim, you walk around holding a mezuzah with you. But the Iker protection is only when it really comes, Kehilchasa, when you're fulfilling the mitzvah properly, the way exactly that it is supposed to be fulfilled. So that's where you're able to really get it. Derech Agav, just a quick ha'ara, Chaim Kanievsky in his Perush Mesachas Mezuzah, one of the Mesachas Ketanos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, points out interesting kasha, which is related to the Baba Trebi piece. Not that they had massive amounts of overlap, other than the fact that probably didn't like Baba Trebi that much, which is that that when you are a guest in a home, let's say you're visiting someone for a night or so it's a big discussion,
we assume ikkar din you're pater from mezuzah. The Gemara Menachos says, afilu midra banam. Staying somewhere for one night, it could be on pater from mezuzah. Could be. Says Rechaim Kanievsky, but why wouldn't you want to have the shmirah up? Why wouldn't you want the shmirah up anyway for that night? So says Lubavitcher Rebbe, says Rechaim Kanievsky, don't mix them up too often, that it's because it could have to do with the fact as to how much protection there is. It's part of that discussion, how much protection there is when you're not really chayiv in it. If there's really no chiyuv, how much of a protection does it really offer or not? That's part of the discussion. There are tzaddikim who are very machmir, like not sleeping in a room ever. It doesn't have mezuzah on it. There are people that have particular chumras like that sometimes, which are fun to have to navigate. Okay. There's a Maimar Chazal. It's a Gemara Masechet Menachos and Daflam and Gimel Mebeis, and the Rambam quotes it. Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Tefillin Berosho, V'Tefillin Bezro'o, when you have tefillin on your head and tefillin on your hand, V'Tzitzis Bevigdo, and tzitzis on your beged, U'Mezuzah Bepischo, and a mezuzah on your home, I have a mezuzah, I have tefillin, and I have tzitzis, then Hakol B'Chizuk Shelo Yechta. And a person can assume they're not going to sin. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, V'chut ha-meshulash lo b'meheri yinatik. The three-pronged chut does not undo itself so easily. And if you have mezuzah, tefillin, and tzitzis, the assumption could be that you're going to be okay. V'omer, chone malach Hashem saviv li'reya v'chatzim. The malach of Hashem is going to protect you. The malach of Hashem is going to be able to protect you. There are certain mitzvos that become incredibly fundamental, largely because of the frequency in which we fulfill them. Tzitzis, which is a constant mitzvah a person fulfills. Tefillin, which is supposed to be a mitzvah that we do throughout the day, we don't for sort of side reasons, but it's a mitzvah which ideally a person would wear throughout the day. And mezuzah, which is constantly on your home, they provide elements of protection. Whether that element of protection is mystical, and therefore just protects you from the mystical forces that are out there, that's definitely possible. Above and beyond just the mystical connection, mezuzah, and maybe at some point we'll speak about tefillin and tzitzis, have the capacity as mitzvos to really alter our religious awareness. That the Ribbono Shel Olam and Chazal and the way they did it were so smart about the way they set up reminders and things that we encounter throughout our day. As we noted last week, the challenge is remembering that they are reminders and remembering what they're trying to remind us of. But imagine a world where when a person, once a day, when they walk by the mitzvah of mezuzah and they kiss it, they're thinking about a Rambam about Yichud Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, and how I should love the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're thinking about a Ramban of Yetzias Mitzrayim and God's continued involvement in this world. Or they're thinking about the Shmira of the outside world, of the Gra, making sure that I feel strong enough to withstand outside pressure, to do what I know is really right and what I know is really holy. A shmira, which for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I'm not, when I put up a mezuzah, only tapping into that which is good for me, but I'm helping all of Klal Yisrael that may need shmira wherever they happen to be. The mitzvah of mezuzah is a deeply holy mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that really can sort of like elevate, in many ways, our particular relationship to Avodas Hashem in a way which makes, I think, a good deal of sense and can be incredibly, incredibly powerful.